Command number 64. Don't fret about trifles. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Luke 10:41. Two individuals in the Gospels occasionally cause the sensitive heart a pang of empathy. In both instances, at first glance, we feel that Jesus is a little harsh. Who has not felt that the prodigal's elder brother had a convincing point about his lifelong faithfulness alongside his brother's squandering lifestyle? And who, too, has not felt sympathy for poor Martha? There she was doing all the work involved in welcoming Jesus into their home, preparing a meal, making sure his needs were attended to, while Mary was basically just sitting around, listening to Jesus. It is the classic dichotomy between the practical mind and the spiritual mind. Do we not hear the validity of Martha's complaint? Martha was acting the part of a servant to the Lord's needs. Jesus' gentle rebuke seems out of place. To get to the heart of his words, however, and thus lay hold of the command implied for us by his exhortation, we must go deeper. It is not the spiritual versus the practical that Jesus was addressing. No doubt he was filled with gratitude for Martha's heart of service. Nor was he telling her that she ought to sit down beside Mary and be more spiritual. He was pinpointing Martha's fretful spirit. Martha was troubled. That was the source of her inner tension. She had the heart of a servant, but she was not at peace in that servanthood. It is an easily recognizable predicament into which we easily sink, serving out of obligation or duty, but being irritated by being in the position of having to serve. Such annoyance is especially common in family servanthood, the grumbling service of a sour disposition. Martha was being challenged where servanthood is hardest, in her own family. Out of the tension in Martha's heart, a spirit of resentment grew toward her sister. Therefore, Jesus had to redirect her spiritual compass. It is easy to identify with Martha. Life's trifles, especially in the home, pester and nag like buzzing flies on a hot day. How can we ignore them when they are so ever-present? Interestingly, Jesus doesn't tell us to ignore them. He simply tells us, along with Martha, not to fret about them, not to be anxious and troubled about them. He might as well have said, as he did of the poor, "You will always have nagging trifles with you. Life is full of them, but don't fret about them. They will all be gone one day. They matter eternally no more than a puff of smoke. The only thing that will last is what you are allowing the small things of life to make of you. Therefore, let life's trifles make you a person of peace." What then are we to do with life's trifles? Attend to them. Deal with them. Cope with them. Be a good steward over them. Handle life's details responsibly and with a cheerful attitude. Just don't fret over them. Serve those nearest you without grumbling. Christ's likeness is at stake in your attitude. Jesus didn't grumble and complain when he washed his disciples' feet. It was his privilege to do so. Jesus calls Martha's worries life's many things. Perhaps we ought to change our things-to-do list to trifles list to remind us of this important command that faces us every day of our lives. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, second series, The Cause of Spiritual Stupidity. We too dull our understandings with trifles, fill the heavenly spaces with phantoms, waste the heavenly time with hurry. To those who possess their souls in patience come the heavenly visions. When I trouble myself over a trifle, the loss of some little article, say, Am I not like the disciples? God would have me wise and smile at the trifle. This losing of things is of the mercy of God. It comes to teach us to let them go. I forget that it is live things God cares about, live truths, not things set down in a book or in a memory or embalmed in the joy of knowledge, but things lifting up the heart, things active in an active will. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to not fret about trifles. Help me keep life's details in perspective, relegated where they belong, as but passing ticks on eternity's clock. My response to life's many things can either be of peace or of worry. Flood me with the vision of eternity. Instill within me Martha's heart of service and Mary's heart of peace. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.